In Northwest News on KPLU, hospitals in Washington are required to serve patients even if they have no way to pay. But a public interest law firm says many duck their obligations. Now they're bringing a class action lawsuit against a hospital in Seattle. More from KPLU Health and Science reporter Gabriel Spitzer.
The legal team representing Kamal Amira says he's typical of thousands of patients at Northwest Hospital and many more around the state. Amira checked into the ER in 2013 and was diagnosed with an ear infection. Soon after, he found himself being sued by a collection agency for more than $4,000.
It's a big headache, and it's the first time I've been in this situation that they asked me to pay the full amount of money, and so I'm confused, I'm troubled about it.
Amira's lawyers say he's uninsured and earns less than twice the federal poverty level, so he should have qualified for free or discounted care. But Amira says the hospital never asked about his income. Columbia Legal Services and its partners are suing to force the hospital to assess patients' eligibility for charity care before they send a bill. They hope other hospitals would follow suit. A statement provided by UW Medicine, which runs Northwest Hospital, says they remain committed to treating patients regardless of their ability to pay and that they offer financial counseling to help patients find resources, including charity care. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.